is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
The New Scholarly Baptist Church of Alexandria and Bishop Lionel Smith presents Live in Concert, Paul Porter. Along with the Christian Heirs at the New Scholarly Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road in Alexandria. Save the date, July 23rd at 5 p.m. Paul Porter, along with the Christian Heirs, along with Big Show and the Quartet Boys of Suwali, Louisiana. You get in for a $10 donation at the New Scholarly Baptist Church, Sunday, July 23rd at 5 p.m. Porter, along with the Christian Heirs at the New Scholarly Baptist Church, another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
I know I'm fine. You can scandalize my name. I really know I'm fine. Satan, you can throw the stones at me. I don't mind.
Scandalize my name. I really don't mind. Say mind that you'll be free. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Ah!
trust in him and be led. There's a brighter day ahead. There's a brighter day ahead. For Jesus has saved. Trust in him and be led. There's a brighter day ahead. On the road, far in a distance,
his peace, his love,
his understanding that he's given to share it with us. And he shared it with us because we're his friends. He said that he will discuss and show to his friend everything about himself. But a servant he will not do. So we are friends of Jesus Christ today. We need to rejoice. If you are a friend today, we beg you this day that you acknowledge him in all things, that he may direct your path. I thank God today for myself, for Jesus, and for himself. For all the deacons, the ministers, all preachers, ushers, missionaries, bishops, whoever that be in the house of God that God hath established, we thank God for you today. I want to say just briefly on this afternoon, the Christian Ass reunion, you've been hearing it for the last couple of weeks. We need to come out and support this. This from the, I don't want to tell our age, because you know normally women don't want you to tell their age. But they go way back there in the 60s and the 70s. I'm not going to discuss nobody's age. But you need to come out, the reunion of the Christian Heirs. And our speaker for this afternoon is here with us. None other than Reverend Evan McDaniel. Would you stand, please, sir? Amen. I know you want to sit close to your wife. She don't want you to get away too far, but you could have come up with us this morning. It would have been all right. Jack, it would have been okay, babe. Yeah. But we thank God for you today. Let us look today at a word from God that he has given to us as well as he gave to the Apostle Paul from the book of Romans, the 10th chapter of Romans, 9 through the 15th verse. The book says, as I read before you present, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jews and Greeks. For the same Lord over all, rich in to you all, who call upon him. For whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written in the scripture, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. May God bless and keep you is our prayer. We want to share just a thought with you today, and this means a lot to me. And that says to the church today, you are religious, but are you saved? We know the style, how we're supposed to worship. We know how we're supposed to clap our hand, pat our feet. We know how to dance in the spirit. We already know that. That's in the scripture. We took heed to the scripture. We know all of that. Or you say, is the spirit of righteousness and the spirit of truth living inside of you? Or does it lay dormant in you? In other words, what I'm saying to you today, now we can have the inspiration of God, but we let it go to sleep. We're supposed to inspire the whole world. Amen. Who children we are. We're supposed to let the world know. You remember Jesus said, if you're ashamed on me before men, I'll be ashamed on you before the Father, which is in heaven. So we never supposed to shut our mouth up. We will always boast about Jesus, not yourself. Keep in mind what I say now. I say nothing about Lionel Smith. I say about Jesus. You boast about Jesus. Don't never get tired of lifting Jesus up. He's out of everything. I'm going to try to show it to you in a minute, what he means to every one of us in this building today. I've always told people that, you know, I'm already famous. I don't need no notoriety. Jesus is my daddy. I want to be like my daddy. If I can be like my daddy, I'm world known. Without a shadow of doubt. I was like my other daddy a long time. I'm talking about the devil. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I was like him for a long time. And the Bible says God is a jealous God. And you mean to tell me I'm going to put more emphasis with my old daddy than with my new daddy? They give me everything I own. My whole life changed me around, turned me around. I'm going to give the old daddy more. Huh? Uh-uh. None of us should. We should never forget where we come from. And we should always understand who brought us to where we was. I had one pair of shoes I had to wear a whole year. Every time I come from school, take them shoes off. And put some mud flaps on, wear them all until I go to bed. Then the next day I wear them, take my old piece of tennis to school. Time I get out of PE, take them off. They had to last a long time because it was 13 of us. 14 of us, you couldn't buy tennis, huh? For 14 people, and all of us was in school almost the same time. Y'all don't understand that one day you'll see the light. But all of this, and I didn't like it because I seen other people that was a little bit off. Some people even had all-star tennis. And I swore to God, I said, Lord, when I grow up and get grown and give me a job, I'm going to give me a pair of Converse All-Star. And when I got grown and got me a job, I got me some Converse All-Star. And I was happy. I'm still happy with them today. That's all I wear right now today. So your dream, don't cast it under no bushel. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Always believe that you can accomplish that which is set before you. I'm a funny type guy. I don't never let people tell me what I can't do. I know that's hard to say. I don't allow men, the common man, to tell me what I can't do. Tell me what you want me to do, that's all, and then leave it alone. And if I can't do it, get somebody else to do it. That's the way I grew up all my day. I couldn't tell my daddy what I wasn't going to do. And the Bible tell me, Paul said, I can do all things through who?
Christ.
Through Christ that strengthened me. All things. Didn't say something or a few things. All things through Christ that strengthened me. Now, so who we going to believe? The devil, our first daddy, or Jesus, our everlasting daddy, huh? Who we going to listen to? I prefer Jesus. The Bible said here, and I thank God, the Apostle Paul was telling Israel how they had rejected Jesus Christ, how they had turned him to the side. He said, my prayer, my desire, that Israel be saved. It's in my heart. I can't help myself. I don't want nobody destroyed. I want everybody in here saved. Now, Satan going to whisper in somebody's ear and say, you can't save everybody. The Bible says he wished that none be lost. Now, I'm going to go and make a law up. Who am I to make another law? Just do what God say do and have joy in it. In what you're doing. If you don't believe in what you're doing, stop doing it. And the apostle said he bear witness that Israel, the society now that's going on, got the zeal of the Lord.
Yeah, right.
I don't want no zeal. I want the graven image of him. I want to be just like him. If I'm just like him, trouble can't get in my way, son. And you don't have to cry no more, huh? Because you got the victory already. So that's what we got to have in our life. We got to have Jesus, and he going to bring us over hills and bring us through valleys, huh? Side of mountains, wherever you go, he's there. Many people, many families today suffering today at this hour for the plane that took off and never been found yet. It hurt, because that's part of us. That's like every time Jesus, somebody go back into the world, Christ hurt, because he paid the ultimate price to bring us out of the world. And when one go back into the world, that bring Christ back according to scripture to open shame. And I don't like the one that delivered me all the way. I want to always brag and boast about them. I want to stay in good standing with them. Because this earthly house, look, it can be destroyed easily. But an eternal house can't be destroyed no more. Christ can fix that for eternity. So when we look at this scripture, we look at it and say, if thou shalt confess. I'm talking about what the scripture said. I'm talking about what I said. What I say, Mount to heal the being, let them say what the book say. That's the only time it count, if I say what the book say. If thou confess with your mouth, not Lionel's mouth, your mouth. Mm-hmm. Confess what? The Lord Jesus. What about Jesus? He died, he was buried, and then he rose again. Do you believe it? See, we can easily talk about it, but do you believe it in your heart? The book tells me in order for you to go with Jesus, you got to be saturated. You got to be wet. You got to be soaking wet. The thing that's in you should be priming you to believe Jesus. Everything in that creature that God lent to you should be just like God. Why? You saturated. Your mind stayed on him. That's how we turn from things. That's how we walk away from sin. Our mind be stayed on him. And as our mind stayed on there, every time Satan jump up, the scripture come to us and tell us what to do, how to walk around it, how to go over it or go through it, whichever way. Some people can go through it. Some have to go around. Some have to go over the top of it. I was riding in a plane one day and had a storm, bad storm ahead of us. Man, come on, the PA system and said, we're going 3,500 feet. I got to go up to 44,000. We got to get over the storm. Now watch this. He didn't go down. He went up. Why he went up? Why he couldn't come under it? Because there was storming all the way down to the earth. If he'd come under it, we'd have still been in the storm. But what he did, he went up 44,000 feet up. And when I looked down, got in the wind and looked down, it was storming and raining down there, but up here it's smooth sailing. When we exalt ourselves in Christ Jesus, do like he want us to do, elevate his name before all mankind, the Lord gonna let us smooth. He say, wish that none of us perish, but each one of us have what? Eternal life. Eternal life, that means you're abiding in Christ every day of your life. And you're conscious, you're godly conscious every day of your life. There's a problem there. If you're godly conscious every day of your life, evidently you've been born again. To be godly conscious, you must be been born again. And if you've been born again, you're born of the water and of the spirit, covered by the blood of Jesus. The choir saying the blood still works. Well, every word that comes from God still works. Jesus already paid for it. Yes, sir. Whatever's wrong in your life, he already paid for it. You just have to acknowledge and step out in it. Yes. I never seen nobody go buy a house and then give it away. Unless they're a billionaire and they don't give it away either. Because the Bible tells me, say, even the rich man, see, he always going to be in misery because he always want more in it. He ain't never satisfied with nothing. He always wants some more. He don't care what it take to get it, he going to get it. If it take to make me and you poor, he going to get it. If it take to step on your head, my head, our head, he going to do it to make sure he rich or where he stand and he's provided for. Confess who? Christ. Believe him in your heart. I'm saturated with God. Mm-hmm. Even when I mess up, he didn't already warn me before I mess up. When I say something out of place, God already told me how to talk. Yeah. who to talk to and how to talk to them. God is not a God of trouble. He's a God of peace. If he ain't a God of peace with you, you out of line. He didn't come to bring peace, huh? He come to straighten things out. So it can be peaceful. He don't want us going through trouble every day. He wants us to be happy and rejoice, with give him praise, give him honor, to live together in the peace and harmony of God. Some of us just want to go through hard trials and tribulation. There ain't going to be none of that in heaven. Nothing but peace, love, and joy in heaven. We got enough trouble here on earth now. God's main objective is that all should be saved. Everybody. That's his main objective. Everybody be saved. Saved from what? Guilt of sin, first of all. From the guilt of sin. He don't want that on your conscience no more. You've been forgiven, now he wants you to go on about your business. Forget those things which are what? Behind me, press forward to those things which are before me. That's what we got to leave yesterday alone. You hear me say that all the time? I know what I'm saying. Leave yesterday alone. In the church of Christ, God, what we got to do is, look, yesterday I did wrong. Today I done repented last night. God done fixed me today. Now all I got to do is concentrate on what he said and how he said it and where should I go from here. He already forgive me for yesterday. Why I'm holding it? He turned it loose. Why am I holding it? See, I don't understand this. Why am I holding on to yesterday and he didn't wash yesterday away and I'm still holding it? But we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But why hold it? Jesus didn't wash your slate clean. Why you want to put some more dirt on your skirt? I'm wearing a robe today. I don't normally wear robes. I leaned against something and got a lot of black dirt, smut or something on my coat, so I just took it off. I want to look good before y'all all the time. So I pulled my coat off, put my robe on, so y'all wouldn't see it. But lo and behold, the Bible said you got to confess with what? Your mouth. You got to say it out your mouth. I can't say it for you, y'all. Did y'all know that? You got to say it. And the best thing for me to do is show you what the book say so you can say what the book say. Instead of me getting up here, now say this, son. No, let you read it. If you can't read it, I'll read it to you. See what I'm saying? But make sure that you what? Confess with your mouth. Now, what you want me to confess with my mouth? That which I believe in my heart. That's what I'm saturated with. God, that he was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father. He said, you'll be saved. Amen. You'll be saved. You're saved. You don't want salvation. What is salvation? Eternity with God. And then I have to receive the wisdom of God in order to keep me, the breath of God in order to keep me. God brought his breath in and yours come out. But we want to hold on sometimes to ours. And we can't never get satisfied because we're always betwixt and between. Joshua made it clear way back yonder. Choose ye this day who you going to serve, huh? Now, I know the framework of this society look good. But I got to make a decision today. I can't wait till you come back. I got to make a decision today who I'm going to serve. Ananias, Mr. Hip. He sang a song, a silver and gold can buy a lot of things. But it just can't save my soul, huh? We can own everything on this earth. But if your heart not right, if it's not according to God's will, then our labor is in vain. It's in vain. We got to confess that. Confess Jesus Christ as our Savior and our Lord. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You got to tell it, not me. You got to tell it. You got to tell it, not me. You got to confess Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection. You got to do it, not me. I can preach all day, but you got to still do it. You could be the best songster in this building this morning. But if you don't get up and sing, nobody know you're singing, huh? You got to show Christ in your everyday life what he is to you, what he is to me, what he is to us. And just leave yourself on the sideline for a while and brag on Christ. That's our daily job. But sometimes we brag on ourselves and forget Jesus. But we got to brag on Christ Jesus. He did it all. He paid all. And everything to him, we owe that to him, to worship and to serve him. And the Bible went on to say, well, it's written in the Bible, whosoever believe on him will never be put to shame. It's written in the Bible. If you stand up for Jesus, I don't think you can put you in a court of law. You stand up for Jesus and just say what Jesus said. Don't go in no fear now. Don't go in no other fear because they eat you alive. I'm not an attorney. As long as I stay on the Bible side, I'm going to win. When I get on the legal side, you're going to win. That's amazing, ain't it? Other words, I'm good in my fear, he good in his fear, you good in your fear. And we got to keep in our fear. Now, when we come together and all of us get saved, now all of us saved and we come together, we're going to be helpers what? One of another. That's what Christ desires of us. All the ability in this house today, if we live in peace and love and joy and come together in the glory and the peace of God, do you not know that we're going to be smart people and the devil cannot penetrate us? Because we at one accord with one body with many members. We are the royalty of God. And he says that to us. And he went on to say, whoever call on the name of the Lord, good God of mine, shall be saved. Isn't that amazing? When I grew up church, I got to tell it like it is. I ain't going to lie for nobody. I don't think that much of them to lie for them. When I grew up, church was segregated. That's a bad word to use, the church. Segregated, the Baptist, the Protestant, the Methodist, the Pentecostal, the Church of Christ. All of us had different beliefs, and we were talking about the same man. You mean to tell me we were so ignorant? It's in the book right here. It's in the book, ignorant. I'm going to get to it in a minute. We were so ignorant until we didn't know we were talking to the same man, talking about the same man. We didn't know that because we was in a tradition in our way, not the Lord's way. Not the Lord's way, you was in your way. And those Jews went on to try to establish their way, not God's way, but their way. And when you didn't do it the Jews' way, they got mad. That's why they wanted to kill Jesus, that's why they wanted to kill Saul. Because when Saul, along with Saul, was going along with their program, they loved him. But when he met Jesus' mind changed, they hated him. They wanted to kill him. They tried to kill him many times. But God prevailed. He wanted to show him something. Say, you stand up for me, I'm going to stand for you. I'm going to back you. God help us. This hard stuff, y'all. But it's true. What I'm saying to get every one of us to heaven. We got to stand firm. Don't be wishy-washy. If you believe in it, say it. Say it. Stand on it. Don't care what they say about you. Stand on it. You're going to receive a greater reward in heaven. I may be persecuted here on this earth, may be scandalized down here on this earth, but I know I got a reward awaiting me. All I got to do is hold on faithful until the end. My reward already waiting on me. This earthly house may be dissolved, but I got another building, y'all. I know it hurts you. I got another building that wasn't made by man, but is eternal from God, from heaven. And we got to look to the hill, y'all, I'm telling you. Our help come from God. I don't care what kind of bind you get in. Call on him and watch he come. Just call on him and watch he come. Salvation is an eternal promise, and it will have dominion over the wrath of God, guilt of your sin and iniquity. And listen at this. And you'll be able to overcome all evil in this life on this earth. All evil. Sometimes they say when they talk about you, scandalize your name, misuse you, abuse you. What do we do? That's what the book say, 5th chapter of Matthew, all that's there. We'll say, well, you got to just pray and go on about your business. 6th chapter say, pray, go on about your business. The Lord with us. 7th chapter say, stop judging people. Isn't that amazing? Now, who am I to judge you? Same seventh chapter said, but if I judge my own self, I won't be judged. That's amazing, ain't it? And in this society today, we always judging people. Now, I ain't talking about the secular society. I'm talking about church folks. We judge people all the time. And you know the scriptures say don't do it, but you still want to do it. Why you take that authority to go against what God is saying, God the one that saved you and brought you to where you are? Why you go against God? If the Lord say holler, you holler. Don't worry about me. If you worry about me, that means you're putting me before God. But make sure God said it now. Because there's a lot of people hollering and God didn't tell them to holler. But they get shook up when I say things like that. Don't worry about it, though. They can't hurt me. I'm sealed according to the Bible until the day of redemption. And that means when God come back and redeem me, bring me back to himself. And guess what? Those that stood like I stand now, he said he's going to bring them back with him. And going to have our reward waiting on us. That's amazing, ain't it? Lord, help me, Jesus. He goes on to tell us, and this is the beauty of God promise. He wanted to just tell us, say, it's no different, no distinction between Jews and Greeks. The same God over all. He's rich in all, and he called upon all. Same one. I'm pastor, but I thank God that he didn't give me no spirit of domination. He gave me a spirit of meekness and kindness. He said, consider yourself that you're no better than nobody else. Now, that's what he talks to me and tell me. You ain't no better than nobody else. Who you think you are, man? This is what God tells me all the time through the scripture right there. Who you think you are? I say, Lord, I'm just a servant. I don't need no notoriety. I don't need to be lifted up. All I need is you to keep me in the right path. Feed me when I get weak. Give me some strength. Empower me, dear God, when the winds begin to blow hard. Empower me. That I stand in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. When everybody going left, I want to still walk right. I found out in life one thing, my brothers and sisters. I found out this. If you know you're right, you stand up for it. Even if you lose your life on this earth and you know you're right, don't back up. Don't back up. Because when you back up, you deny our Lord and our Savior. Can't handle that. It's too much fun. That's what you're saying in real life. It's too much fun. So if you're standing right, don't worry about it. Your eternity is with Christ. Just keep on studying to show yourself approved unto God. Workman that needed not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, why do we make difference in the church? See, I already know this without a shadow of a doubt. I can sing a little, but I ain't the best singer in here. And when the best singer get up and sing, I'm going to go along with them because I love that. Every now and then I get a hole in it and I holler, hey! That's all. That's enough for me. That's enough. I got mine what I want. I'm still together with them. We're still on the same stage. I ain't no better than you. You ain't no better than me. We work with together with the Lord. I ain't got no right to go around here bragging about how great I am. But I should be saying I'm the most humble and the meekest person in all the earth. Now you're talking about me, but this is what the Bible says. The Bible says Moses was the meekest man. Now watch this. God say this. In all the earth. That's from the word. Not me. He was the meekest man in all the earth. We don't lack that. Meekness means weakness. That's what the world say. But that's not so with Jesus. Jesus said, when you're meek, you can inherit the whole world. I thank God for you this morning. I listened at you in Sunday school. That's beautiful. And I say this to anybody in here. When you put yourself in the will of God and the word of God and just get saturated with it, let it just cover you and everything you see and nothing but Jesus, he's going to get you strong. And he's going to put you at a level nobody can understand. And you got to give praise to God. He exalts us according to our ability. He ain't going to give me more than he give you, and you smarter than me. I mean, more academic sound than me. He ain't going to give me all that because I can't handle it. but he'll give you according to your ability. I don't even know English, and I'm going to get into genealogy. That's bad. I can't handle that. First thing they're going to say, now he's going to the field, he can't handle it. Then the people are going to be laughing at me up here. He don't know what he's saying, why he went there. See, this reality. And we so spiritual-minded today. We don't even know we have to live, we have to pay our utility bill, you have to clean your car every now and then. Huh? You got to mop your floor sometime, every now and then. You got to wash some clothes every now and then, huh? Church folks act like they don't have to do none of that. I'm serious. They go in a natural stage and say, oh, that's impossible. I hear preachers running around here hollering about, I ain't got to do this. Lord put me over the house, I'm just going to preach. Well, you're going to starve to death then, brother, or sister. You got to learn how to work with your own hand. The Apostle Paul said it. Work with your own two hands. I'm not obligated. You're not obligated to take care of me. You got to work for yourself. Yeah. Well, let me hurry up and sit down because I see people getting on edge. I can understand it, though. I used to hurt when people be telling me the truth. I used to hurt, too, but then I found out. I say, but if you get anchored in the Word, it's a rejoicing spirit. Yeah. It's not a slothful spirit. It's not a domain spirit. But it's a precious spirit and God and Jesus Christ. How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You can say what you want about the preacher. God called him and set him apart for to preach the word of God. For to say, teach you. And this is what he say. I want you to give him the word, but I want you to give him with knowledge and understanding. Now, see, I can't because I don't have the ability. I could preach. Some preachers can preach over your head and make you feel good. And you're dumb as you was when you came. But you felt good, huh? You felt good. Your toes wouldn't even stop moving. But you don't know nothing now. You don't know a thing, but you felt good. Well, you can go to the malt shop and get you a strawberry malt on a hot sunny day. That feel good. But it ain't going to help you none at all. There ain't no protein in it. So we have to have a solid word. In the beginning was the word was God, and the word was God. And it dwelled among us, and that word became our salvation. And we got to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We got to do that. He says here, how should he preach unless they be sent? Good God Almighty. Did the scripture say, now y'all help me out, I'm a little country boy. Many are called, but few what? Few chosen, right? I think that's what the scripture said. Many are called, but few chosen. The chosen one going to be able to stand. The one that went or got sent, huh? It's going to be some failures there. But those that God prepare or perpetuate, they gonna stand. He put himself in them, and he remind them all the time, everywhere they go, who they boss is. We go on these jobs sometimes. Now help me, I worked 40-some years straight on the job. I was supervisor over half of that time. There were people on the job, same thing in the church. There were people on the job that come out there 5 years. I got 35 years. And after 2 weeks, they telling me how to run it. I can't quite understand that yet. I know I'm kind of getting up in age. And sometimes I forget what I'm going to the kitchen for. I understand that. But you got to make me believe why somebody going to come to me. You've been doing semen all your life. I'm going to come tell you how to float. I know you're laughing at me. No, I'm not talking about now. You're laughing. I'm telling you how to float, and you've been doing it 50 years, and I'm telling you how to float. You just up there laughing and making fun, telling about race. That's an ignorant man then. Let's be real. Let's be real. You don't do stuff like that. You do what you were assigned to do. Do what God told you to do. You're going to be all right. But don't do what you want to do. How you going to preach and ain't been sent by God? Now, the ones that do the good preaching and preach what God say, he give you a gospel of peace. He let you make people that ain't been getting along good, he make you bring them together in peace and harmony and joy. We start talking to each other, start walking with one another. We start telling people how great they are. Telling people, look, you can do it. Don't worry about what they say to you. You can do this. If he did it, you can do it. You God's anointed now. God love you. He gave his life up for you. You can do just what anybody else can do. Call on God. And if it's not your position to take, God will tell you. That's not yours. So he'll lead you where you need to be. And you're supposed to master your situation, not nobody else's. Let's look to Jesus today, the author and finisher of our faith. God is, he's out of everything. He's out of everything. He's all that we need in this life. In Matthew 10th chapter and 32nd verse, say, whosoever confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father, which art in heaven. Confess before men. How many people are fearful today? How many people are fearful to stand up and say, I'm a Christian? Anywhere you go. Now, I ain't talking about get up and try to preach to nobody. How many people in this society are ashamed to stand before anybody and say, I'm a Christian? God saved me through Jesus Christ. I believe and he saved me. How many folks are afraid to say that? Just think about what I'm saying. Afraid to say who Jesus is. And the scripture 10:32 tell me right here, if you're afraid and you're ashamed to say that, then I'm sure going to be ashamed to introduce you to my daddy. Get bold. Not bold in ignorance, but bold in love. And God will deliver you from wherever you need to be. How can you preach unless you sin? And when you sin, God going to give you the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings and good things to all people. This is God's way of doing things. This is what he wants us to do. I rejoice daily how God has kept us and strengthened us, how he's preserving us every day of our life. And you know what? You know what? The shortest job in the world. Now watch this. I'm finna start trouble now. But I don't care. I've been in that all my life. The shortest job in the world is coming to church. We get to church and we want to start at 11, 5 minutes to 12. We want to be out through all other stuff you have to do. Coming up, we want to be out for a quarter to 12. I don't want to hold nobody, but I want you to leave here understanding that Jesus has a priority, not me. We have this program this afternoon as we extend the invitation. We're going to have people there just come here singing. They don't want you to get up and tell them about the words. We want to hear singing. If you ever notice this, when we have anniversaries and stuff as groups, they're coming, but when the preaching time comes, they'll stay on the other side in the fellowship over there until the singing over with. The preaching over with, then they come in here and we can't get in here now. See, you ain't going to tell it like that. Why? I'm bad in the Lord. And I know he going to reward me for telling the truth. Just listen to me. Don't take my word. Next time you see singing groups here, you watch. If the preacher, go look on the other side. Then come into church and tell me to my face, say, Rev, you lied or you told the truth. I can accept it, me. You can't hurt me. I'm fixed. But when the word come forth, we don't want to hear that. We want to hear stomping and tip-tapping to feel good. Not nothing to make you good. The word makes us good. All of us, not one of us, all of us. It don't do no more for me than it do for you. And they don't preach you that because they're scared to do that. I'm not. That word is for every one of us in here today.
Amen.
And if we don't take that word and eat that word, digest that word, I'm telling you, we're going to be sure. We're going to be sure. I thank God for you. There may be somebody, even at this very hour, that needs the Lord in your life. This is your hour. This is your opportunity. This is your privilege to come to Jesus. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Just come to Jesus. Come. He's our way maker. I didn't say minds, I said our way maker. Jesus is. He's all that we need. And we need to look to him. He's the man that brought us and taught us. He's the man that's going to stand by. Bible, you today, I'll be able to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Say, Lord, help me. I've had it hard coming through these years. I need your strength now. I got problems in my life, and I don't know how to fix them. Jesus is the answer. Are you here today? Are you here?